Getting internet to everyone might mean some cities just offer their own. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. A big part of the net neutrality conversation is about competition. If an internet provider charges too much or blocks some content or just stinks, do you have another option to switch to? One option in some cities is municipal broadband, that is city-provided internet or infrastructure that smaller internet providers can use. With the FCC poised to overturn net neutrality this week, San Francisco, Seattle, and Boston are all promising municipal broadband as an alternative. Christopher Mitchell is the director of Community Broadband Networks for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. It's a nonprofit that advocates for sustainable community development.
It's worked generally where the community is really engaged, where there's a strong need from the community for something better, and where the city has really taken it seriously, done all the research, and built out a good plan for marketing.
What doesn't work about it?
The thing that doesn't work about municipal broadband is where I think a city really faces overwhelming competition and can't figure out how to get enough people to sign up for it.
And what are the barriers? I mean, I know that, you know, different localities, some states occasionally put up regulations essentially that prevent these from being built out, often at the behest of the incumbent providers. What are the most significant barriers to building out muni broadband?
Those state laws in which about 20-some states have limited the local authority of communities to solve this problem, it's an own goal. We really shouldn't have that. But the barrier that I think stops most communities is one of more psychology. It's a sense of it's just too big of a problem to tackle. It's hard for elected officials to jump in and do this because if you're going to run for office again, your mayor, your city council member, and you're thinking, I'm going to do this project and we're going to spend a lot of money and the results are going to come in about 4 or 6 years after I've already stood for re-election, after I've made enemies of the big cable and telephone companies. That's something elected leaders with vision will do. Other elected officials need to have their feet held to the fire in order to do that. And that's something that local businesses and residents need to organize around. So, what's holding back municipal networks is a larger community movement of it in different places.
Well, how much money would it cost for a city like San Francisco to put in a fiber network? Do cities have that kind of spare cash?
To build a connection out to everyone, you're looking at on the order of about $2,000 per premise or $1,000 per person. For a city like San Francisco, you're looking at more than $1 billion to connect everyone all at once. But that cost of $1 billion is not too much different from what we put into professional sporting arenas. If we can figure out how to subsidize NFL and baseball teams to that kind of money, I think we could, figure out how to put that money into an infrastructure that would benefit everyone in a city and create more business opportunities and those sorts of things.
Well, at the federal level, of course, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has said he wants to get rid of regulations that are keeping internet service providers from entering the market, sort of as part of this rollback of net neutrality provisions. If that happened, would it help municipal broadband? Could it remove some of the barriers?
The only way that would help cities and people more generally is that it would lead to more cities considering this and cities being more aggressive, because the big cable and telephone companies would likely abuse their new power. They'd set up toll booths effectively. They would charge people more. So all of this would be worse for people. But it's important to note that's not the internet. It's internet access. The internet will still be there behind the scenes, and cities can build their own on-ramps and get around the barriers that the big cable and telephone companies are producing.
That's Christopher Mitchell from the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Now, if competition is the key to pressuring companies to behave on a deregulated internet, then a patchwork of municipal broadband networks will help, but not completely. Experts say cities and states can also help, though, by providing funding to small internet service providers to help them build out local networks as well. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. Here is an investment opportunity for you with a guaranteed return. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You also help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust. So don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.